Good morning. We're going to make some memories here this morning on this Friday. Kent, the Country Morning Show with you at 7:13 this morning. Hey, coming up the Friday Eastbound and Down, the birthdays at 7:50, more Letters to the Legend with Mike Mills, and of course, Hunting and Fishing Days and all this stuff going on. But I wanted to take just a moment and bring in some special folks from my home stomping grounds of West Frankfort. And it's not just West Frankfort, it's surrounding areas, which we're going to find out, but Sloan's Gymnastics and Dance Academy is what I'm going to call it here today. Legendary group here in West Frankfort. They've done something really, really cool, and I wanted to make mention of it here on the show today, so I invited them all in. I think the whole dance studio is here today, but I want to bring in Coach Chrissy Lake. Come on over here, Chrissy. How are you doing today?
Hi. Doing pretty well, just not awake yet.
Yeah, I know. Hey, how do you keep all these kids doing these dances? How does this all go down? I've seen a couple of your dances with this team doing their thing. It's incredible. How long does it take to learn something like this?
Thank you. Well, I've only been teaching at Sloan's for about 1 year, and we started out with one routine. This is our extreme acro team. We started out with one routine last year and got about halfway through it, and I decided, I don't like that, so I'm going to start all over.
Yeah.
So we started all over, and I guess it took them maybe about, like, I don't know, 1 or 2 months to kind of learn it and get it perfected.
And they went on to do some amazing things, okay? So it's kind of like the Super Bowl of dance. Where did you go? Where did these group of people go?
Where did they not go? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They've been everywhere. They went to Nationals in Galveston, Texas, and ended up winning first place. And then they went to the Star Dance Alliance World Dance Championships in, I believe it was Meadowlands, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where they placed in the what they call the Final Five. They got to go on and recompete their routine, and now they are world champions.
Yeah, world champions from right here in Southern Illinois. How many people's on the team that made it to the world champions there?
I believe we took about 18 or 19 to the world championships, and then there was two other girls, Bree and Brooklyn Kelly, that unfortunately were unable to attend the worlds, but they are also part of the team.
That's crazy stuff. That is amazing.
It
from
is
right
crazy.
Here in Southern Illinois doing this. Top five in the entire world, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Went to New Jersey and did this thing right here.
Yep, and then they won.
Yeah.
I think everybody's... We were all in shock for the longest time.
I'm telling you.
Couldn't believe it.
So now, is the trophy on display up there at Sloan's?
Uh-huh. We got a trophy. I'd say it's probably about like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
There's like a big banner. It says world champions. So
that is a cool deal.
Yeah, it was neat.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to all of the dance parents. It's not just dance moms. Sometimes we hear the term dance mom. And yeah, that's true. But there's a lot of dance dads that are making this thing happen as well. They get the kids to practice. How many times... per week, how much time is spent on that dance that got you to the world champions? What would your estimate be?
Shockingly, just on that one dance, only about an hour a week.
That's how talented these kids are.
That's it. But sometimes we come in and we have extra rehearsals. Like we recently had to have an extra rehearsal to re-choreograph the routine to perform it somewhere. And we had like a 5-hour rehearsal.
I gotcha.
And they had to learn another routine as well.
Well, in each routine, you got your own costume, you know what I'm saying? Or what do they call outfit, the performance wear.
Right.
I want to make sure I got the term right.
Music, yeah.
And then you go and you do this. There's obviously a lot invested in this going on. So I want to get these kids' names here and where they're from. So when you step up to a microphone, either these boys and girls, because we do have a guy in here. Come on up here first, dude. What is your name?
My name is Gage Smith.
Gage, and where are you from?
Royalton, Illinois.
How old are you?
13.
13 from Royalton. I've seen Gage do his thing. You can do backflips. You can do somersaults. You can do triple sow cows. You know, what can't you do out there on the floor, Gage? I mean, you do backflips and stuff out there?
Yes. I have more of like a gymnastics acrobat.
Right. And so you're able to run down the ramp and do all that stuff. We're going to see you in the Olympics one of these days doing your thing. Would that be cool?
The Olympics, yeah, but no more.
Yeah.
Dance career I want to go towards.
You want more into the dance thing?
Yeah.
This is my question for you, Gage. Have you had any invitations to like go to homecoming or prom or anything like that? You know what I'm saying? Do you have any girlfriends? Like how
Too many?
Many. Okay. I'm not trying to get in your personal life or anything, Gage.
No, you're fine. You're just going to get me killed.
Okay. That's all right. Don't answer that. You're a very talented young man. Thanks for being here. 13. You get a chance to see Gage do his thing. Get after there. Okay, so the rest of y'all, I'll start with you. What is your name? Where are you from? Right over here. There you go.
My name's Layla Cazotti, and I'm from West Frankfort, Illinois.
Okay, Layla's in here. Got her big brother Layton in the back playing with the iPad. Hello to Bobby. Went to church with him my whole life. Yes, ma'am. What's your name? Go on right here. Yeah.
Carly Atchison.
Yeah.
Carly Amory Atchison.
Where are you from, Carly?
Benton, Illinois.
Benton? Cool. How old are you?
Seven.
You're dancing with all these big kids? Good grief, a gravy. That's pretty awesome.
She's
all right, come
on. She's our youngest one.
She's the youngest one at seven doing
and
this thing.
Way up high.
Yeah,
in the pyramid.
All right, everybody else, come on up here real quick, and we'll get your name and where you're from. Go ahead.
My name is Willow Hawkins, and I'm from West Frankfort.
All right, come on up here. Thank you, Willow.
My name's Hallie McBride. I'm from Johnson City, Illinois.
All right.
My name's Brooklyn McMahon. I'm from Benton, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. And?
My name's Carly Williams. I'm from Benton, Illinois.
All right.
My name's Campbell Brown, and I'm from West Frankfort, Illinois.
There you go. So we got Redbirds, we got Rangers, we got the Royalton Tornadoes going on, and everything in between here. It's just an amazing group of kids. I'm going to put their picture up here on our Facebook in just a little bit. They've all got Z100 sunglasses, which is great. But I just want to stress to y'all, hey, Chrissy, this was something that just, it doesn't happen overnight. This is something that these kids practice their whole lives. And to get to the World Championships of Dance there in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, they've obviously got some God-given talent, and then they've really trained hard.
Yes, they do. They've got a lot of talent. And while they only practice this particular routine for 1 hour a week, they do have like their technique classes and multiple other routines that they do focus on. So all that kind of helps out with each other.
I want to get Mary Alice on just real quick. Mary Alice Kokoski is here. To have this happen here and be from West Frankfort, I mean, how proud are you of these kids right here?
I am so proud of these kids. I'm so proud of Chrissy. These kids give up a lot to do the dance. The older kids especially, they give up going to dances. They give up going with their friends.
Yes.
They give up so much. They're so dedicated. They give up so much to be at dance. Mm-hmm. They've made a choice to do this. This is basically their life.
Yes.
Right. They to do this, you know. They're very committed kids.
The way it all comes together. And is there a video of this somewhere out there?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get with Chrissy because we're going to put that up on our website and our Facebook as well. Because once you see it, it's like, dang, I can see why that went to the World Championship of Dance. You know, it's that sort of thing right there. And I want to say this too. There are a lot of great dance places in Southern Illinois, and moms and dads, if you're getting them there and you're making sure they do their thing, hats off to you, because it is a wonderful way to get out there. It's great exercise. It teaches them all kinds of valuable life skills. And Mary Alice, hats off to you and your whole crew here. This is an awesome deal.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, guys, have a great day today. Keep it real. And I won't dance for you right now, but I want to get some tips from Gage, okay, on how to do that deal right there. It's 7:22 this morning. Sloan's in the house with me here today. And once again, look for it up on our website and Facebook coming up a little bit later on this morning. Why don't we get some dance and music going on right now? Let's do it. This is Drew Baldridge from right here in Southern Illinois, and dance with ya. New Country Z100.